biggest news coming out of the AI space this week involves both embodied intelligence and video generation. On the robotics front, the Alibaba QN team has unveiled a powerful robot suite for foundational models. This system includes modules designed specifically for physical movement and interaction in real-world environments. One part, Robot Nav, handles everything from autonomous driving to object tracking across different types of robotic bodies. Another module, Robot Manip, focuses on sophisticated object picking and moving, trained on vast amounts of open data hours. When it comes to media creation, xAI has updated its Grok Imagine video tool to version 1.5. Users are reporting significantly better quality and faster processing times. The videos now feature smoother movement and more realistic physics, making them feel heavier and less glitchy than before. Sound generation is also an upgrade, allowing effects and dialogue to match the visuals much more seamlessly. Shifting gears toward practical application, the discussion in automation communities continues to center on security and workflow bottlenecks. One key warning being hammered home is related to giving AI agents direct access to live databases. Experts are strongly advising against this. Instead, they recommend building isolated API layers and strict whitelists so that the AI can only convert natural language into approved data formats rather than executing raw database queries. Separately, a highly technical discussion highlighted that for software teams, the bottleneck is no longer generating content itself, but the later stages of validation, integration, and maintenance. Getting those initial specifications designed is easy. Making sure everyone owns the final steps remains difficult in practice. On the creative side, one standout trend dominating multiple subreddits revolves around strange, leaked anomaly footage. These videos depict mysterious events, like unexplained scarlet moss, growing inside garages, or research teams dealing with unknown anomalies and possible hallucinations. It taps into a persistent vein of internet horror mythology. In generative art itself, users are praising the increasing realism achieved by advanced models, calling out details like perfect papillae on generated mouths. This shows that the technology is rapidly closing the gap between digital novelty and unsettling hyperrealism. Finally, a deep dive into building AI services brought up fascinating feature requests for future platforms. Instead of just summarizing meetings, users want tools that can actively filter out all corporate buzzwords and meaningless small talk to deliver only 3 actionable sentences. There's also intense interest in making high-quality reaction GIFs from long videos, which signals the constant drive toward more integrated, meme-friendly utility features across the generative AI ecosystem.